WKJX Elizabeth City Nags Head. It's time for some high school football action. First Flight Nighthawks football is taking flight right here on 96.7 The Coast. Let's go, Nighthawks.
And live from Jerry Calhoun Field on the campus of Manteo High School, Manteo Redskin football and First Flight football is on the air. Good evening, everyone. Hunt Thomas along with Bob Waters, the voice of the Nighthawks, working side of the voice of the Redskins tonight, as we've joined together to bring you tonight's ball game. Bob, great to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Hunt. I've never actually taken part in a Marlin Bowl, so this is my first, and I'm gonna need you to guide me through it.
I'll try to. I won't say what number this is for me in the Marlin Bowl, and we'll talk about that coming up at halftime. But interesting thing, Bob, that as I told somebody, you throw the book and records away for this one because either team could win. I've seen First Flight with 4 seconds left get a pass and go all the way and win the ball game by 3 points.
This is the way rivalries work. This is what it's all about, right? When it comes to you've got 2-1-3 teams here.
That's right.
You throw that record right out the window because everybody wants some when it comes to the Marlin Bowl.
Well, and looks like the Redskins will be receiving the opening kick in just a few minutes. Yeah, Bob, as you said, you know, it's an interesting conference with the way everything is lined up because basically the first four teams in the conference are 1-0, and these are conference records now. And the next four, which Manteo is included in First Flight, are 0-1.
Right, this early in the season, you can't help but be a little top-heavy, right?
Yeah. And, of course, I'm not even going to question who's at the top of the list in the conference.
Mm. Northeast, that was the opponent for First Flight last week. It's tough to win a game when before you run your first offensive play, you're down 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That was the way it played out for First Flight last week. By the time they actually put a sustained drive together, they were down by 4 because of the pick 6 on the first drive of the game. So, yeah, Northeast clearly the top competitor in the conference. And for First Flight, I know they're glad to have Northeast in the rear view for sure.
Well, and we feel kind of the same way. I mean, we've still got Northeastern coming up in a couple of weeks, but we feel the same way with Edenton.
Mm.
When we go over there, they come here because they have, in the last few years, really dominated the ball game. This past Friday night, though, it was a more respectable ball game, 21-6. Manteo losing to the Edenton Aces. Normally, I've seen it where it's been 50-something to nothing.
Right.
So, I know where you're coming from, especially with Northeastern. There's no question in my mind that they're going to be at the top of the conference come the end of the season tonight.
They had the 11th-ranked quarterback statewide coming into the game last week, and when I tell you that he did nothing but climb that chart, it's not hyperbolic. He was something else last week.
Well, game's going on tonight, and you talk about the game of the week. It's got to be that Northeastern-Edenton matchup tonight. Also, Currituck is at Camden, and Pasquotank is up in Hertford County tonight. So those are your other conference games tonight. And Bob won't be letting me know what the halftime score of the First Flight game, as he usually does. So.
I can if you'd like.
Okay. All right. I'm sure you will definitely do that. But, of course, you know, it's interesting. I look at Max Preps and some of the things that they say about the matchups each week for conference games, especially in the Tar Heel State and Eastern North Carolina. And one of the interesting things is, of course, both teams are looking to turn things around. Manteo losing to Edenton last week, Northeastern losing to Northeastern. The rankings are the same, basically. And, of course, the big thing is there's no telling who's going to end up winning this ball game because, like I said, at the beginning you just kind of throw everything away and you hope the teams are going to come out and they're going to play and do what they're supposed to do. Referee, the third team on the field tonight is our referee, and that's Tracy Waterson. Also, the umpire is Ty Wood, And the linesman is John Ward, along with the line judge, William Manning, and the back judge will be Davis Booth, handling the duties there for the officiating team. Looking across the way, Bob, I tell you, you got a good crowd from First Flight that has joined us tonight.
Well, not far to go, right? Just up the highway.
Just go across the bridge.
Absolutely. I felt like I was racing the school buses getting here. First Flight travels well. We saw that a couple of weeks ago on the road to Bertie in kind of a misty rain. First Flight does travel well, for sure.
Well, and of course, a couple of things we'll be watching. The Island Insurance Agency player of the game, and as I call it, Bob, but I won't call it that tonight. Usually I say the Redskin drive of the game. It could be the First Flight drive of the game for Kelly's Automotive here in Mateo.
We may end up passing out two drives.
That's right.
Right? We're sponsored by Kelly's Automotive. This year, picking the drive of the game, and we hope you'll pick along with us.
All right.
Kickoff, a line drive kickoff to about the 20, initially dropped and picked back up and returned to about the 38-yard line. That is number 10.
And that's Jordan's best.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of action the last couple of weeks from Jordan. He's come a long way.
So that's where the Redskins will take over. At the 38, first and 10, their own 38. And leading the charge, Hunt?
That is Landon Sawyer back there in the quarterback position again tonight for Drew Brown.
Senior quarterback takes a snap, hands it off. That's number 7 up the middle.
That's Finn Schultz.
Finn Schultz for maybe 2 or 3. Call it a gain of 3, 2nd and 7. Schultz initially hit right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And ended up, you know what, turned into a...
Well, that's the thing about Finn. I mean, he gets his feet going, and he's gone. But First Flight definitely, defensively, looking pretty sharp tonight, Bob.
Right on. Well, First Flight has definitely played excellent defense this year. The biggest thing, they've got to stay away from the big penalties. We're calling 2nd and 9 here. There's a handoff off left tackle.
And that's Oliver Byfield.
And he gains maybe 4. Call about 3rd and 6 here.
Just underway here in Mateo tonight, the Marlin Bowl. We'll talk more about the Marlin Bowl coming up at halftime. Mateo and First Flight battling it out. Glad you've joined us here on 96.7 Coast.
All right. 3rd and 5 out of the shotgun. Handoff.
Finn Schultz.
And he doesn't get much, maybe a yard, maybe 2, to about midfield. I beg your pardon, to about the 44, 45-yard line.
And if I know Coach Charity, he's going to probably, since it's 4th and 3, go ahead and
go for it here.
Yep.
All right.
He thinks that he can make it.
Roll the dice. 4th and 3. The ball just shy of the 45. Now the shotgun. It's a handoff.
Byfield.
And this is going to be a turnover on down.
Yeah. Didn't quite make it.
This is the First Flight. This is what they do well. They're an excellent defensive team. And despite last week's final 66-7 to Northeastern, again, felt like they were down by 4 touchdowns from the opening kickoff.
Well, and it's tough. Those boys at Northeastern, they're big.
Yeah, yeah.
And our both teams, little guys trying to pull them down, they'll carry you right with you.
So First Flight takes over. Excellent field position. They're at their own 47 here. Alex Bryson works out of the shotgun. He hands off. And that looks like maybe number 11, Vanover, maybe?
And Gavin Booth right back in there doing what he does each Friday night, making a great stop for the Redskins.
and look like Jack Cooper, it looks like. So Cooper on the run. Picked up a couple there. Call it second and eight. Bryson, despite the 1-3 record, and despite the fact that we're not putting up a whole lot of points from First Flight, he has come a long way at quarterback. He takes a snap, rolls to his right, looks downfield, and now rolls out of bounds. And that will go down as a sack. Loss of the couple that they gained the first time around.
Redskins definitely were in there defending Bryson, and they just ran him right out of bounds right in front of the Redskins lineup.
Loss of three, so call it third and 11 now.
9:03 remaining, first quarter of play. No score in this ball game.
First flight. First possession of the game. Inside the 50 at the 48-yard line. Excellent possession after a turnover on downs for Manio on the first drive. Bryson, his team out of the huddle, out of the shotgun. Three wideouts to his right, two to his left. Surveys the defense. And a false start. And that's going to push things back 5 yards.
Bob, what is Bryson? Is he a junior?
Senior.
Senior.
Senior
okay.
Quarterback. Yep.
Couldn't remember. And, I mean, he's not that big, but I've been impressed from what I've seen in huddle films.
Yeah, he is obviously the leader on the team. He certainly takes charge out there. And like I said, they have had trouble scoring points, but from last year to this year, a big difference between junior Alex Bryson and senior Bryson.
Little maturity always helps.
Ball at the 47-yard line. Call it third and 16 now. Bryson takes a snap back to throw. Looks to his left. Now tucks it in and gets hit from behind. And he will go down at the 45. So first flight gets outstanding field position on the opening drive after a turnover on downs, and they go backwards.
Yeah, fourth and 19 now.
And that'll bring Vanover out to punt.
I want to mention Caleb Newton in on that great stop with quarterback sack. So Nighthawks are going to punt it away, Bob.
Vanover from the 35. Gets a leg into it. Good kick. And down to about the 20, and it takes a first flight roll inside the 20 to about the 16, and that is where Manio will take over. Fans, don't forget, Melania McCown, with over 55 years combined experience. Contact Linda McCown, estate planning, traffic, real estate closings, divorce proceedings, and more. 473-2191 or online at McCown-McCown.com. Lighthouse Automotive with over 300 five-star reviews online. Customer service, the top priority. Lighthouse Automotive, two locations, 539 Highway 345 on the way to Wanchese, 106 Highway 64, Manio, next door to Pizza Hut.
Yep. Tell David Light I sent you. He'll like that.
All right. Here's a pitch back to Schultz. Oh. And over the right side.
Yeah, Nighthawks were right there.
And a gain of maybe one.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they give him one, that was lucky.
Call it second and nine here. A keeper here.
Yeah,
and that
nowhere.
Goes nowhere. Call it third and nine.
Yeah, Redskins are getting kind of close to that goal. They're on their side of the field. We may see a landing pass, Bob. What I'm thinking. Because they are definitely shutting down Finn.
Well, they are. And let's see if they can shut down the quarterback pass as well. Back to Sawyer. Left-hander throws over the middle, and it falls incomplete.
You know, Kenny and I always talk about Landon, his positioning, either taking it under snap or either in the shotgun. We think he does better behind the quarter or behind the center, taking the snaps. Mm-hmm. But when he is passing, of course, he wants to get, I guess, that more field to get the pass off.
There was some pressure. He was feeling that, and he fired quickly, certainly before his receiver had completed the pattern. It looked like just kind of a quick toss.
Landon back there punted away to the Nighthawks. Low snap.
Short kick here. Hits it about the 45, takes a big roll, and will roll across midfield and into first flight, into Manio territory at Manio 45.
Or First Flight 45.
45, yes. So that's where First Flight takes over. We will return in 30 seconds. You are listening to First Flight and Manio Football on 96.7 The Coast.
The only guest in your house should be the ones you invite. For the rest, it's Outer Banks Pest Control. Homeowner and rental companies alike have trusted Outer Banks Pest Control for nearly 50 years for general pest control, termite inspections, and pre-treatments. They employ certified entomologists. What does that mean? They're certified pest control professionals you can trust. In fact, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee. For all your termite and pest control needs, including bed bugs, trust Outer Banks Pest Control. 473-1633 and online at OBPC. info.com.
We're back with First Flight High School Football on 96.7 The Coast.
All right, first play for Bryson, a fake handoff. He keeps it, runs up the middle, gains about two. Brings up second and eight. Ball on the First Flight 48-yard line.
Bryson in the shotgun also.
Works almost exclusively out of the shotgun. His throw to his right, that is Cooper on the catch. Short gain, maybe a yard or two.
Yeah, Jack Cooper and also Finn on the stop there. So that's going to bring up a third and six with 5:13 remaining in the first quarter of play, Bob.
Game played primarily around midfield.
Yeah.
So far. Cooper out. DeStefano is in. Third and six here. Grayson.
Ball resting on the 49 of First Flight.
Grayson working out of the shotgun. This is kind of a standard First Flight third down passing formation. Three receivers to his right, two to his left. And Bracy in motion to the right. Grayson, he will keep it, tucks it in. And gets to about the 50, and he is stopped right there as Manio is ready for that one.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think they're going to mark it at the 49-yard line of the Nighthawks.
Right at midfield, looks like. So, fourth and five, and Vanover back out for the punt. It's like First Flight working to try to turn this into a field position game.
Could be a night being nothing but punts.
Could be. So far. Vanover back at the 40 to take the snap. It's back. Left foot punter, and he kicks a wobbly kick well out of bounds. Yeah. A very short kick. And that is a generous spot, it looks like. Well, he's still moving up, still moving up. Still moving up, and there we go. Still, that looked generous. 36-yard line. So Manio will take over at their own
36.
It is First Flight and Manio Football, the Marlin Bowl, and it's brought to us by Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Services Hunt, now offering crane service as well. They pick it up and put it down. Hot tubs, trusses, building supplies, and more. Call Albemarle Landscape and Tree Services, Crane Services. At 256-1883. Landon Sawyer with a handoff. Here's a sweep to the left. And this is the best run of the day, the best offensive play of the game for either team so far.
And
Clayton Orr on the carry. That's going to get about 13 yards and a first down.
Yeah, we hadn't seen much of Clayton in the past, but
kind of a different look, a speed back, it looks like.
I'm well, and also, you know, they know what Finn looks like in running and stopping him. Clayton could be their secret weapon.
That offensive line did a nice job of sealing off the pursuit. Here's a run up the middle. And that is number 13.
Yeah, that
or number 12, Jaheim Banks.
That's Jaheim
Banks.
And another first down for the Redskins.
Carried bodies with him. And a gain of about 12. Again, off left tackle that time.
You know, if Jaheim and Jameer can get good blocking, those boys, they've got some legs.
All right, here's a run.
Still moving. And that's Clayton again.
Picks up about 4 yards. Down to about the 39-yard line. So the most sustained drive so far of the first quarter with just under 3 minutes left to play in it.
And as you see, that when Landon is under center, they move the ball.
Now this looks like, is that Drew Brown under center? Looks like quarterback Drew Brown there.
Yeah, Drew's back in.
All right, we have a flag. And that one's gonna move things back, it looks like.
I didn't know Drew had been cleared, but he was out for 2 games.
And that's a hold on the offensive line.
So that's going to back the Redskins up on that holding call. With 2:36 remaining first quarter of play, no score in the ball game here in the Marlin Bowl.
Turns a 2nd and 7 into a 2nd and 17 here. Ball all the way back now at the Redskins' own 48. And now we're doing a dance. All right. The referees
must have been 2 penalties.
Just trying to figure out the rushing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's from the spot, it looks like. Okay. So this
it
one
is against
back.
Manio.
This one will go back to the first flight, 48-yard line. So call it 2nd and about 15 here. Brown.
Landon under center.
He is back to throw. The left-hander fires. Deep downfield has got a man. Wide open. And that is number 8. It looks like Landon Sawyer. Sawyer on the reception.
Yep.
Well, so Brown with a fake handoff and first flight bit. And that's what happens when you have success in the running game. It sets up the play action.
Well, the thing with Drew, Landon was a great receiver until Drew went out. And Landon came into the quarterback position. But Landon,
he was wide open, deep downfield. It sets the thing up at the 23-yard line. With 2:12 left.
And I think we're going to get a timeout. Timeout on the field.
Timeout, and Outer Banks Pest Control brings us first flight and Manio football. The termite inspections, rodent and wildlife removal, mosquito treatments, even a complete year-round maintenance program. 473-1633 is the number to call, or you can find them online, outerbanks-pest control.
You know, Bob, with Outer Banks Pest Control, they've been with us from the start, so I call them the veteran pest control.
Yes.
They've been with us each and every year.
The flagship sponsor, Outer Banks Pest Control. That's right. Juan Cheese Marina and the Landing Grill, a full-service marina, fabulous restaurant, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 4457 Mill Landing Road in Juan Cheese. JuanCheeseMarina.com.
And I was at the grill this week.
Yeah.
Had, since I'm not in school anymore, had time to go down to Juan Cheese and went in and had the shrimp basket. It was fantastic. So they got great lunch and specials too, Bob.
They do it right, absolutely. Juan Cheese Marina and the Landing Grill. All right. Back at it. Ball at the 20-yard line. 2:12 left. First quarter. No score. Drew Brown, left-handed quarterback, under center. He turns. He hands off. And
he's going nowhere.
Is that Banks?
No, that's Clayton. Yeah, that's Clay.
Okay. He's taken down to the backfield.
Yeah, he was.
And that is a hold against Manio.
Another hold on the Redskins.
Penalties are starting to add up for Manio. Not a good sign. Because that's what shot us in the foot for mainly all these games that we've had. We get down to where we are now, and we just keep getting backed up. Next thing you know, it's fourth and from the 40.
Well, we're not quite there yet. It is first down at 20 here. 2 minutes left. Under 2 minutes here.
Need another good pass.
Quarter, the 31-yard line.
Another good pass from Drew to Landon.
There's a handoff
to Finn.
And that is Finn Schultz, who gets nothing, really.
No.
Off the right side, sweep to the right.
Second and 21.
Yeah.
Come on, boys. We got to get it in there. I mean,
Drew Brown off to the sideline, talking things over with the teammates in the huddle.
Yeah, Coach Timmy chatting with him. Or over here talking to assistant coaches. So I think Drew knows what to do.
Brown is under center. There's a fake handoff. He rolls to his left. He's being pursued and taken down. And that is Vanover, it looks like, on the sack. Vanover, outstanding pursuit. And that brings things all the way back to the 38-yard line. So Manio needs to get all the way down to the 11. So it's third and forever here.
Yep. That's the way it usually goes. 35 seconds remaining, first quarter of play, no score in the ball game. A third and 25 for your Redskins.
All right. Brown will work out of the shotgun this time. Short side of the field. Back to throw.
He's in trouble
to his left. And he is going to be taken down all the way back at the 48-yard line. Vanover again. And
Bob, you were right. I tell you, this defense of First Flight's,
yeah,
they're the real deal.
They can pursue. They absolutely do a nice job. And they are responsible for keeping First Flight in these ball games.
We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute here at the end of the first quarter. You're listening to Manio and First Flight on 96.7 The Coast.
Attorneys Linda McCown and Jeff Malarney have joined forces. Together, they have over 50 years of experience serving the Outer Banks and surrounding areas. With her primary focus on real estate, estate planning, and estate administration, call Linda at her Manio office at 473-2191. Jeff's concentration will remain in business law, criminal defense, and civil litigation from his Kitty Hawk location. Malarney and McCown, attorneys at law. Call 473-2191 or email Linda at lhm@darecountylaw.com.
Wanchese Marina and the Landing Grill have everything you need to enjoy a day on the water. Inshore, nearshore, and offshore fishing with some of the best captains on the OBX. Go on a dolphin tour on the new Harbor Star. Feed your hunger at the Landing Grill. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. Order online at wanchesemarina.com. If you haven't been to Wanchese Marina and the Landing Grill, you are missing out. 4457 Mill Landing Road, Wanchese. Wanchesemarina.com.
We're back with First Flight High School Football on 96.7 The Coast.
Hi, Thomas, along with Bob Waters back here at Manio for the Marlin Bowl.
Start of the second quarter, scoreless first quarter as Manio is looking at a fourth down and 35. Fourth and 35, Manio, inside First Flight territory, barely at the 48. Brown pitches. Here's a reverser here. A little bit of a reverse. That's number five.
And that's Zay Williams.
Zay Williams on the carry, but it was sniffed out well. Pickup of about seven and a turnover on downs here.
Yeah, but they got up to about the 42-yard line of first light. So at least they got out of the hole and see what the Nighthawks can do now, Bob.
All right, so first flight takes over. They've had excellent field position, but they haven't been able to move the ball at all.
No, neither team has.
Bryson. His team out of the huddle. That is, looks like Cooper and Bracy behind him. We'll send Cooper in motion from his left to his right. Well, Bryson takes a snap, hands to Bracy over left tackle. He's got some running room. Pick up about five or six there. I said left tackle was about off of right tackle that time. And call it second and about four here. Got to the 47-yard line.
Even got the Nighthawk band over here with us tonight.
They travel well, and all along the visiting fence,
yeah,
crowd is standing and watching. Bryson out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. There's a handoff, and really an outstanding run that time by, was it Cooper? Cooper immediately hit in the backfield. That's number six. That is not Cooper. That is Lucas Sumners. Sumners took a big hit, lower body, and kept the wheels going to get back to the line of scrimmage. An outstanding job just getting back to where he, from whence he started.
So we got a third and three with 10:33 remaining in the first half.
All right. Bryson out of the shotgun. And he will keep it, run straight up the middle, and nothing going on there.
No, Gavin right in there for the Redskins making the stuff.
And I think Bryson has only put the ball up, was it one time tonight?
Yeah.
Or twice?
Maybe twice. Actually, on that stop was Caleb Noon.
Fourth and three now.
Notice and he was kind of nursing his shoulder when he came out of the pile. He got banged up last week with Edenton. And I think his shoulder was hurting him at the end of the ball game. But he's still tough.
All right, fourth and three, and the Nighthawks are going for it. Bryson takes a snap. There's a handoff to Bracy. He works to the right, and he does not have the first down.
Nope. Redskins.
Turnover on downs here.
Several of the Redskins on the far side of the field made the stop. And it'll be a turnover. Give the ball back to Mandio with 9:19 remaining. First half of play. No score in this one, Bob.
So Mandio takes over. Mandio has been able to work some plays. They had a couple of back-to-back first down runs that second drive of theirs. And those really the only offensive positive plays for either team tonight. Let's see what they've got up their sleeve this time. Good field position. They are inside first flight territory at the 48. Brown takes the snap. Hands off.
Hands it off to Oliver Fifield again.
And he goes nowhere. So he loses yardage.
Yeah. So it's going to be a second and 11
here. Inside 9 minutes of the first half. A defensive battle with much of the game played right here in midfield. Yeah.
Right here in front of us. I like that.
Drew Brown out of the shotgun. Takes a snap. He is back to throw. Looking over the middle. He fires. Incomplete. He is short that time. Pass intended for Zay Williams.
And that's very unlikely for Zay. Usually he'll catch the ball.
That was a tough one to come up with. Number 13, A.J. Lauterbach on the coverage that time. Ball was a couple of yards short. Brings up third and 10. Brown will work out of the shotgun again. Two running backs in the backfield with him. One to his left, one to his right. To receive, and that looks like a false start. And they let it play on, though. That is a gain of about five.
Ben on the carry.
Look to me, Hunt, like the receivers on our side of the field jumped a little bit on that. But no call. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, when it's the Marlin Bowl, the referees are pretty easy on both.
They let it go. All right. Let them play. All right, and now the punting unit comes out.
And we'll kick it off to the Nighthawks again. Take it away.
Jack Cooper back deep for first flight. Standing about the 16-yard line. A high snap and flags.
See what the white hat has to say on the call. Looks like it could go against Mandio.
False start.
Another false start.
Back him up five more yards. And Mandio will kick it away from midfield. Snap it from midfield, I should say. Snap back. Leg into it.
Really good kick.
And Cooper will let it roll, and it's going to roll all the way down
to the one,
to the one-yard line. Cooper let that one go. And it hit at about the 15 and took certainly a Redskins bounce and was down to the one. And that's where first flight will take over, Hunt.
Well, if Mandio's defense can hold them and stop them like they've been doing pretty good all night long, could put Mandio in pretty good field position.
I tell you who's certainly looking forward to this game is Jamie from Garden Deli.
Talked
to Jamie a little bit this week.
Yep, I picked up my usual chicken salad.
Very good. Jamie from Garden Deli. Great place to stop on your way to the game. Lunch, always on point. Dinner, always on point. Come in for lunch or dinner at Garden Deli, 512 Highway 64 in Manio.
Don't forget those family specials that they have nightly. And they also have the pizza and the concession stand here in Manio.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get Garden Deli pizza.
All right. Bryson straight up the middle.
Doesn't go anywhere.
Might have gained a yard, maybe.
Okay. He got 1 yard. Second and nine. 6:44 remaining in the first half. It's been kind of a fast first half there, Bob.
Not much happening.
Back and forth. Like I kind of figured.
So the field position game has tilted to Mandio at this point. It's first flight from their own two. Bryson out of the shotgun. He is standing in the end zone, and now a timeout called by the Redskins.
Yeah, it looked like a little confusion on the first flight side. So the Nighthawks are going to take a timeout, Bob.
Did the Nighthawks take that?
Yeah.
It looked like Mandio. Okay. So
Well, the referee signaled the first flight.
Okay. So first flight timeout, second and nine, and we have to thank our sponsor, Lighthouse Automotive. David and the team with over 300 five-star reviews online. Customer service is always the top priority. Lighthouse Automotive, with locations at 539, 345 on the way to Wanchese and 106 Highway 64 in Manio, right next to Pizza Hut.
And don't forget, coming up at the conclusion of this game, Bob and I have a couple of things we'll do. We've got the Island Insurance Agency Player of the Game.
Yep.
That'll be coming up. And, of course, you can stop by for all your insurance needs. Stop in and see Jennifer and Chip there at Island Insurance Agency, Highway 64 in Manio in the Chesley Mall.
Also, we'll pick the Kelly's Automotive Drive, or maybe Drives, of the game. Kelly's Automotive, buying and selling at 720 Highway 64 in Manio. All right, 2nd and 9. Here we go, ball at the 2-yard line. Bryson out of the shotgun. He is in the end zone. Vanover in motion. Bryson back to throw. He fires, and it's batted down, incomplete.
Batted down by, once again, Caleb Noon.
Dangerous play that time. Little screen pass. Was a forward pass as Bryson threw it forward. We also got a flag, it looks like, and it looks like a hold.
Bobby, you're talking about Garden Deli. We'll give a shout-out to Nadine and Jamie tonight because and all the staff there that are listening to the ball game.
We love them. We love Nadine. We love Jamie. We love the crew there.
Okay, Redskins are going to get a safety on that play.
So a hold in the end zone.
So with a 6:10 remaining in the first half of play, Redskins go up 2-0 over the Nighthawks after that safety. You know, Bob, First Flight was going to have a hard time getting out of that end zone.
Yeah, well, so far, no semblance of movement offensively for First Flight. And the one thing that they have been able to do, while they haven't put points on the board necessarily, and that hasn't always resulted in points this year, Hunt, they have been able to move the ball on occasion. And so it's a little disappointing. I'm sure Coach Wills is a little beside himself here with the team's inability to even move the ball. And, yeah, from that deep in their own territory, that's a built-in problem for sure.
Well, with 6:10 remaining in this first half of play, just so far in this ball game, it kind of looks like Manio's offense is better than First Flight's, and First Flight's defense is better than our defense.
Right.
So you got two teams coming into this ball game that were basically evenly matched.
All right, so a punt, a free kick here. Van Vanover, kick it away from his 20. After the safety, a 2-0 Manio lead here in the Marlin Bowl. Vanover puts a leg into it. And this one will be fielded at about the 43 and returned up across midfield. Good return here through some traffic and down to about the 45-yard line. And that's where Manio will get started here.
So Redskins take over 1st and 10. Manio leading 2-0 on a safety in the end zone where the Nighthawks were pushed in by the Redskins.
All right, Drew Brown back out there. He's under center, two running backs behind him. And there's a handoff straight ahead. Looks like.
And I'm Banks. Yep. Jaheim.
Now, Banks is one of those guys. There's been two guys, Banks and Orr. When they've touched the ball, good things have happened for Manio. If I'm Manio, when I regroup at the half, maybe I make them a bigger part of the.
Well, plan. And their running game is better, especially with Landon under center.
Straight ahead. Is that Banks again?
Yep, Banks again.
Maybe not. It's...
you know, they kind of whittle away each down, and they'll pick up like 2 to 3 yards on every carry, especially when Landon, like I said, is behind center.
Now Brown stays back there. He hands off to Banks straight ahead, and he does not get the first down. And the entire First Flight defense gets together and brings him down.
Yeah, working in the backfield right now has been Jaheim and Finn, two twins in the back. So Redskins with a 4th and 3, and more than likely you're going to see Coach Sheridan go for it.
Yeah.
As
ball's on the 38-yard line, yep. 4th and we'll call it a long 2 here. All right, Brown under center. He rolls to his left, and
he's in trouble.
Fumbles, and that ball is loose, and that ball belongs to First Flight. Bracey tracked him down. Brown that time looked like he had plenty of open field, but could not account for Bracey coming from behind, and Bracey tracked him down. Brown coughed up the ball, and Van Vanover on the recovery.
So the Nighthawks will take over 1st and 10 on their own 45-yard line after a quarterback sack by the Nighthawks.
That was going to be either that turnover or turnover on downs, it looked like, as Bracey did an outstanding job of tracking Brown down from behind. So First Flight is back in possession, and in the game of
back
possession, they're back around midfield here, 45-yard line. Bryson, out of the shotgun, takes the snap. He will roll to his left, and he's going to run it. He keeps it. He's to the 50 and 49. We'll call it the 50-yard line, and that is his best run of the day.
And that's Alex Wilson on the stop for the Redskins.
Gain of about 5 that time from Bryson.
Alex has been
a fine run.
Alex has been playing pretty good defense for the Redskins this year. We've called his name many a time.
It's good to have that guy on the
yep
defensive side of the ball, someone who's always close to the ball. All right, Bryson. Working out of the shotgun. Sends a man in motion from one side of him to the next. There's a pitch to Bracey. He will run over right tackle. And he breaks a tackle and crosses the first down yardage to about the 48-yard line. And a first down for First Flight. Bracey has the busy feet. You know, he's got the quick feet.
And, I've noticed that too tonight.
He's quick to cut, quick with the shift. He's got outstanding hands too. Great receiver in the backfield. First down of the night for First Flight. And with 2:43, they're looking to do some damage offensively before halftime here. Bryson, work out of the shotgun. Bracey in motion. It's Bryson, he will keep it.
Going around the left side.
And fighting for yardage. And he loses the ball.
And the Redskins come up with
Manio
it.
And comes up with it. That ball was just taken right away.
And
you could see that happening.
Jordan Best got the turnover. So it's going to be Manio ball right here in front of us, Bob.
Yeah, Bryson that time was stopped. He, you know, you keep fighting for extra yardage.
I think when he turned is when he wasn't holding on to the ball that well.
Well, and by that time, he met another couple of Manio players that he hadn't seen from his previously blind side, and that ball was just taken right out of his hands. So, another turnover. And Manio takes over at their own 49 here. There's a run play. Atlanta Sawyer quarterback that time. And the run was five field.
So, second and 10 with a minute 49 remaining, first half of play.
Landon Sawyer still in there, quarterback now.
Coming up at halftime, we'll have the presentation of checks to both of the athletic directors here. And those checks from the charter captains at Oregon Inlet.
Sawyer back to throw. He fires downfield, nicely broken up. Outstanding defense that time by number 12. That is Jaden Sawyer.
Zay Williams, the receiver, just couldn't hang on to it. He even lost his helmet.
Became a fight between Williams and Sawyer, and Sawyer got the hand in there and broke it up. Nicely done.
So Zay will have to come out for a play since he lost his helmet.
Third and 10 now. Sawyer lines up under center here. Fakes a handoff, now throws downfield. Incomplete.
Yeah, the ball was intended for Jordan.
Closest man to it was Jack Cooper on the defense.
Yeah, that could have been dangerous for Manio.
And that's going to be fourth and 10 now. Fourth down and 10.
All night long, back and forth until that safety at the 10-13 mark in the second quarter.
And they're going to punt it away. All right, so Cooper is back to receive at about the 25-yard line. Okay, Sawyer to kick. Snap back. The kick high. Booming kick. Good kick. And a fair catch called for, and the ball hits the ground. And Cooper, he called for a fair catch, and he had too many Redskins in his business. And no flag thrown.
Nope.
And so,
like I said, you know, these refs know what a rivalry match this is, and they go pretty easy unless it's a call that needs a flag.
That might be fine, but First Flight Coach Jimmy Wills, he's experiencing his first Marlin Bowl here, and he may not like the fact that the referees are not trying to get the laundry dirty here. First down, 26-yard line. Bryson takes the snap. He's back to throw. He throws to his right. Low throw, incomplete.
A couple of Manio defenders were right there.
DeStefano, the intended receiver. He's kind of a slot receiver there.
And we are at the 1 minute mark.
1 minute to play in the first half. 2-0.
Redskins up 2-0.
Score here. All right, Bryson. DeStefano in motion. He will pitch back to DeStefano, who looks to throw. And now gets tossed down. He looked to throw to Bryson. He was going to throw it back to his left.
Great stop by Alex Wilson there.
A great stop. But at least DeStefano did not throw that pass, because that was going to be a pick six had he let that ball go. Sometimes it's best just to take the loss and live to fight on another day.
And taking the loss makes it now 3rd and 18 with 49 seconds remaining. Manio with a timeout. Gives us a chance to talk about
Kelly's Automotive.
Yep.
The drive of the game. This year we are picking the most impressive, the most important, the most exciting drive of the game for our Manio games and our First Flight games. And when Manio and First Flight get together, well, we might have to pick two drives.
Sounds good to me.
We're going to have a hard time picking two drives this particular night.
No. How about we give it to the punter?
This is sponsored by Kelly's Automotive, your hometown dealer for the people buying and selling at 720 Highway 64. Manio, no gimmicks, just great cars, easy to deal with people. Join us as we pick the Kelly's Automotive drive of the game.
You know, Bob, one year, it was not the greatest year for the Manio Redskins, and we were losing games right and left.
Mm-hmm.
And came time at the end of the ball game to pick player of the game. And Kenny and I looked at each other and go, who?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got any suggestions? He said, no. How about you? I said, let's give it to the cheerleaders. So we gave it to the cheerleaders that night.
There you go.
He said, well, it's a toss-up between either the bus drivers that brought them here or either the cheerleaders. So we went with the cheerleaders because they actually did more down in front of the fans than the team actually did.
Love it.
Got to do what you got to do, Bob.
That's it. That's exactly right. I don't. Can we give the cheerleaders credit for the drive of the game, though? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
The cheerleaders cheered particularly hard the third drive of the fourth quarter. That's what we'll say.
Well, they do drive all the way down to the end of the field when we're getting ready to score.
Here's a pass. Bryson throws out to his left, Jaden Sawyer, who comes back for it, makes the catch. Gains maybe two.
You know,
and I'll bring up fourth and 15. Manio calls another timeout, stop the clock with 38 seconds left.
You know, the drive of the game, you know, if it kind of stays the way it is, I mean, it's not too bad tonight. But, you know, one night Curtis could get the drive of the game because he's driving back and forth from each studio running the ball game.
That's the truth.
We'll give Curtis the drive.
One thing we definitely have, and sometimes there are technical issues, and sometimes, you know, if you're anything like me, Hunt, you know, you step all over yourself. You know, I know I do. But one thing we definitely can brag about is we have the best remote engineer in the world, Curtis.
Yep. Curtis is awesome. So, what do you mean? Talking all over, you know. And I think you and I have done pretty good together.
Well, listen, I apologize. I will speak for myself. You do wonderfully.
Oh, you do a great job, too.
It has become the Mutual Admiration Society here. All right. Van Vanover back to punt. Back to receive is number five.
That is Zay Williams.
Zay Williams. Williams will make the catch at about the 50 and right up the middle, and he is hit hard. At about the 43, the ball comes out, it looks like. Scramble, and there are a lot of white shirts there. Let's see who's got the ball.
Can't tell yet. Nobody's jumping up and down.
And it is first flight. Referee signaled first flight ball at about the 43-yard line. Call it the 45-yard line.
So, first flight will get the ball.
Oh, no. I beg your pardon. They initially said first flight ball, but now, and I don't know how an official makes that call, and then, without getting together, they take it back, but they have. Ball is on the 45-yard line, and Manio will take over there.
See what they can do in 30 seconds.
Sawyer, he pitches, and this is going to be a flea flicker and an interception. And that is Jack Cooper, who picks it off at the 30. He's to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to midfield. He's across midfield about the 48-yard line. And that did not go as planned. Let's put it that way. That was a pass by Jaheim Banks, looked like, out of the backfield.
And that's the first time that Jaheim has passed this season. So I can't figure out why they gave the ball for a pass from Jaheim.
They're deep downfield, and only white shirts around that. and was picked off by...
Yeah, somebody was not in the right place at the right time for the Redskins.
All right. So, First Flight takes over at the Manio 48-yard line. 13 seconds left to play in the first half here. Bryson out of the shotgun. Receivers to his left and right. Nobody in the backfield with him. He rolls to his left. He fires deep downfield. Incomplete.
Yeah, he was in trouble big time.
He was in trouble. He looked like if he looked short, he had maybe Landon Sawyer there, Jaden Sawyer there, who had a shot to make the catch and step out of bounds, but he went for the deeper man of the pattern. It looked like Van Vanover, who was double covered. So second and 10 with 6 seconds left in the half here. And at some point, he's just going to have to haul off and throw it deep.
Yeah.
You imagine we've reached that point here. All right, Bryson has two receivers lined up to his left, three to the right. He is alone in the backfield, and he'll work out of the shotgun. He's back to throw. He rolls to his right. He fires deep downfield, a good arm, and it is intercepted
by the Redskins.
And that's how the half will come to an end.
Well, Bob and I will come back, and we will talk not much about it, but about the first half after this three-minute timeout. You're listening to Manio Redskin and First Flight Nighthawk football here on 96.7 The Coast.
The only guest in your house should be the ones you invite. For the rest, it's Outer Banks Pest Control. Homeowner and rental companies alike have trusted Outer Banks Pest Control for nearly 50 years for general pest control, termite inspections, and pre-treatments. They employ certified entomologists. What does that mean? They're certified pest control professionals you can trust. In fact, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee. For all your termite and pest control needs, including bed bugs, trust Outer Banks Pest Control. 473-1633 and online at OBPC. info.com.
With over three decades in business, Lighthouse Automotive brings smiles, safety, security, and savings to their customers. Lighthouse is the tire headquarters on the Outer Banks, and they'll take care of your domestic or import. The talented staff at Lighthouse Automotive is continuously educated and trained on the latest diagnostic and test equipment. So you're getting top-of-the-line parts, procedures, and people. Customer service comes first at Lighthouse, which is why they've got over 300 five-star reviews online. So you can work with a neighbor rather than an personal and far away dealership. At Lighthouse, they're as local as it gets. So local, they've got two locations, 539 Highway 345 on the way to Wanchese, or 106 Highway 64 in Manio, next door to Pizza Hut. Jump in and ask about their 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. The Auto Care Center of the Year, now defending that title 2 years running. So when your car needs repairs, find the light in the storm at Lighthouse Automotive.
Attorneys Linda McCown and Jeff Malarney have joined forces. Together, they have over 50 years of experience serving the Outer Banks and surrounding areas. With her primary focus on real estate, estate planning, and estate administration, call Linda at her Manio office at 473-2191. Jeff's concentration will remain in business law, criminal defense, and civil litigation from his Kitty Hawk location. Malarney and McCown, attorneys at law. Call 473-2191 or email Linda at lhm@darecountylaw.com.
The Outer Banks area's trusted tree experts is Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service. Their ISA-certified arborists specialize in all things trees. Don't forget, ALTS is still the preferred choice for tree pruning and removal, lot clearing, stump grinding, and view enhancement. For more information on the services provided, find them online at albemarlelandscapes.com or give them a call at 256-1883.
Hi, my name's Chase Patterson with Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service. Call us today at 256-1883.
Haven't been to Garden W Pizzeria lately? Well, you have got to change that. Come in and see what you've been missing with new daily specials, plus homemade lemonade and orangeade. Eat in the newly touched up dining room, or this time of year, the deck is always a favorite. It's the Garden Deli and Pizzeria for lunch and dinner. Find their dinner specials online at GardenDeliPizza.com. Lunch, dinner, dine in, on the deck, delivered or catered, it's Garden Deli and Pizzeria. 512 Highway 64, Manio, 252-473-6888.
Hawks action on 96.7 The Coast.
Hi, Thomas, along with Bob Woodridge back here in Manio tonight. It's his annual Marlin Bowl here in Manioc. And, Bob, of course, you've been here on the Outer Banks for what, 5 years? That long?
Barely two. Almost two.
It seems like five.
Yes, it feels like 55 sometimes.
Anyway, Marlin Bowl got started back in 2004, and looking at some of the stats, went back to see how, Manio and First Flight did. I'll say the first 3 years, it was Manio dominating.
Mm-hmm.
The schools had just split. Manio had a pretty good, successful program coming off a 2006 state championship game in Chapel Hill, and got to call that game in the same studio that Woody Durham and the Tar Heel Sports Network works out.
Beautiful.
But anyway, it's been kind of back and forth during the Jim Prince years. And looking at the records, the best that I could figure out was that Manio has had the Marlin more. If they should win tonight, it will be a three-peat. So they won the Marlin back for 3 years.
All right. Is the three-peat ever happened previously, or will this be the first ever three-peat?
No, the first three-peat was the first 3 years.
Gotcha.
Where Manio, won the
dominated. Okay. So this we have a chance for the first three-peat since the first three-peat.
Yep.
Potentially. All right. Very good. That's interesting. Well, we have our colleague Steve here from the Outer Banks Voice.
Yep. I've got to give Steve Hemp from First Flight High School, the publications teacher over there, does an award-winning yearbook there at First Flight and publications department. Also, Steve, you won awards in also the Nighthawk newspaper. So, Mr. Award winner over there.
So, and Steve was good enough to fill us in on some stats. An impressive defensive struggle. Let's put it that way. Okay. First Flight has run 19 plays, and in the first half, they have 12 offensive yards.
Wow.
12 offensive yards and 19 plays. Meanwhile, Manio has run 26 plays and has 52 yards. And you add it all together, and it comes up to a 2-0. Redskins lead here after holding penalty in the end zone led to the safety.
Yep.
And that's where we stand here at halftime.
That came at the 10-13 mark in the second quarter of play.
There it is. That's the only scoring so far.
Yeah, what's getting ready to take place in just a few minutes? We've got both bands. We've got Manio here tonight, of course, and First Flight on the First Flight side. They're in the stands right now. But the Marlin Bowl has been going on since 2004, since that time. And the Oregon Inlet Fishing Center has been an annual contributor and sponsor of the Marlin Bowl. And this year, Jernigan Oil joins them as a sponsor as well. Jernigan Oil and Oregon Inlet Fishing Center, the fishing captains from the fishing center in Jernigan Oil, will be presenting checks to both John Luciano, principal of Manio High School, and Principal Joe Tyson from First Flight High School. And it's great to see what great community support we get for our high schools here in Dare County, not only for the Marlin Bowl, a big rivalry matchup, but also our sponsorships. We want to thank all our sponsors for First Flight Nighthawk football and also Manio High School football here on East Carolina Media.
Absolutely. Stop by Garden Deli. They're a big sponsor. Jamie and the crew always on point with lunch and dinner. A great stop by as you make your way to, especially the Manio games, any game. They're at 512 Highway 64 in Manio. Thank you very much to Jamie and the crew, Garden Deli, and Pizzeria for sponsoring the 2024 football season here. North Carolina Media.
And, of course, I'm sure because of logistics, but when you come out here to the concession stand run by the Boosters Club, you can also get Garden Deli Pizza that Jamie and Nadine provide for all home football games.
Outstanding. Mularney and McCown has over 55 combined years experience. Contact Linda McCown, estate planning, traffic, real estate closings, divorce proceedings, more, 473-2191 or online at McCown-McCown.com.
You know, Bob, of course, not only the Marlin Bowl, but something that has been quite popular this year, especially because both teams are having winning season, and that's Mateo and First Flight in volleyball, and a big community event that they've got at First Flight tomorrow. They're asking all fans to wear pink, and it is the annual Dig Pink ball game, the volleyball game there at First Flight High School. JVs play at 4:30, varsity at 6, and they'll have a presentation coming up between the two matches. So hope you can get over to First Flight High School tomorrow night.
Helps fight breast cancer.
For the Dig Pink contest.
Very good.
Coming up here next week for Mateo Sports in the Redskin territory will be the varsity men's soccer team. They will be home with Northeastern. Tuesday, it's women's tennis here at home with Northeastern. Volleyball is home with Northeastern. And JV soccer home with First Flight. Busy day on Tuesday. Wednesday, the cross-country team will be going to First Flight, another rivalry matchup. And also on Thursday will be varsity men's soccer at Pascotank Volleyball, and Pascotank will be going at it here in Mateo as the volleyball team at 4:30 and 6. JV soccer will be at First Flight, and JV football will be at Northside next Thursday. And then, of course, the Redskins will be traveling to Currituck, the home of the Knights. And, Bob, where's First Flight going next week?
I will let you know that at a later time.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
At Camden. Okay, very good.
You get to go to Camden Yard.
Yes, believe me, I wish that was the case. By the way, my Orioles trailing the New York Yankees 1-0.
NFL action going on tonight. Giants and Cowboys, probably not much of a game, but anyway, if you got a score on that, we'll pass along to our listeners. You know, Camden Yard, I mean, those folks over there at Camden High School, great hospitality, and they have an older press box, so be prepared for that.
Okay.
But the
right.
hospitality you'll find in the press box, you can't beat. And also, back in the day, you know, I have to always talk about a back-in-the-day story. You could always tell when it was time for the football game to start because the railroad tracks are right behind the football field, and the 7:30 train would come by and blow the whistle, and they'd start the ball game.
Very good. Very nice. Sponsorships, Outer Banks Pest Control. Speaking of back-in-the-day, Hunt tells us the longest continuous sponsor of
Carolina
Media.
You got three of them.
East Carolina Media's football coverage. So we've got three. We've got Outer Banks Pest Control. We've got Albemarle Landscape.
Outer Banks Pest Control.
Yep.
Island Insurance Agency.
Island Insurance,
and
of course.
Mullarney and McCallum,
Mullarney,
of course, the original sponsors for Mateo football and First Flight football.
So let's talk about Outer Banks Pest Control. Termite inspections, rodent and wildlife removal, mosquito treatments, and even a complete year-round maintenance program. 473-1633. Or you can find them online at outerbanks-pestcontrol.com. And, of course, the Kelly's Automotive Drive of the Game. And we are hoping that the guys give us a drive with which to pick from, or two, or three. Kelly's Automotive, this year, helping us pick out the most impressive, most important, or most exciting of Mateo's and First Flight's drives of the game. Your hometown dealer for the people buying and selling at 720 Highway 64 at Mateo. Kelly's Automotive, no gimmicks, just great cars, easy to deal with people at Kelly's Automotive, where they help us pick the drive of the game.
Well, we've got Thursday night football tonight. We've got that NFL action going on with the Giants and the Cowboys, and we've got the Nighthawks and the Redskins battling it out here on Thursday night football. And most of the games, all the games, I should say, in the conference are being played tonight due to the expected weather for tomorrow night here in Eastern Carolina. ACC games coming up on Saturday, NC State in Northern Illinois at 12 noon, Syracuse and Holy Cross at 12 noon, Boston College in Western Carolina at 12 noon, Wake Forest in Louisiana at 3:30, Louisville and Notre Dame at 3:30. UNC and Duke, a big rivalry matchup in the ACC. That'll be at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Clemson is at Stanford and at 7:30. And Florida State wraps up the night with SMU at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Saturday night at
the ACC games of the week. So, Bob, why don't we take one more three-minute timeout? What do you say?
Let's do it. 3 minutes, and we will be back for the second half. It is a 2-0 halftime score here in Manio. The Redskins over the Land Hawks. You are listening to Manio and First Flight Football, 96.7 The Coast.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
More Nighthawks action on 96.7 The Coast.
All right, and we are back here in Manio. Just getting ready for the kickoff of the third quarter. It is a 2-0. That's right, a 2-0 score. Manio leading First Flight after a holding penalty in the end zone while First Flight was trying to work out from the shadows of their own goalposts in the second quarter.
Yeah, you know, that was a great defensive effort by Manio. Bryson just could not get the ball off in time, and consequently he got sacked, and it was 2 points right there.
So First Flight will receive in the second half. What are we looking for out of the Redskins in half number two?
Well, I'm sure that Coach Timmy Charity has talked to his team like First Flight's coach has. And, you know, it's the type of thing, as I said earlier, defensive-wise, First Flight has dominated. And offensive-wise, Manio has basically dominated. But here, the same problem that they've had all season long, they get down well into the opponent's territory, and they just can't get a touchdown.
There was certainly a drive like that in the first half,
yep,
where they snapped off a couple of great first down runs, and things were looking good. They were driving, they were in the red zone, and then all of a sudden, penalty after penalty,
yep,
and Yeah, and that's
what shoots them in the foot.
Yeah. As for First Flight, you know, their strength has been the defense all season. What they need to do is put together a couple of offensive drives, just a couple, and let the defense just hold them. You know, the defense does a good job of holding them until the offense catches up. Now, oftentimes the offense just doesn't quite get there. Coach Wills will tell the guys, you know, have a sustained drive or two offensively. Let's march down the field and put some points in the end zone. And importantly, stay away from the penalties. Because yeah. as the penalty down in the end zone, as the holding penalty, caused the two-point, the safety, First Flight has numerous times this year actually had points taken off the board because of penalties.
Yeah, I think I listened to one game Mania was off that night, and I can't remember where you were. Could have been the Bertie game.
It was probably Bertie. That certainly happened that game.
Yeah, and consequently, you know, they could have won that ball game. And but penalties will kill you every time.
First Flight has, again, the final scores don't necessarily show it, but they have had shown the ability to move the ball some. Tonight, it just has not happened at all. The Manio defense has been terrific.
Yeah. So. Well, and you know, we still got another half to play. So anything can happen, you know, with the Redskins leading right now 2-0. I made some comment, and Steve Hamp over there was like, don't jinx it, you know. But, you know, it's been a fast first half. I mean, here we are at 10:15 almost. I mean, 8:15, and usually it's 10 o'clock sometimes before Kenny and I get out of here. So let's get out of here early.
Let's thank Juan Chi's Marina and the Landing Grill, full-service marina, fabulous restaurant with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 4457 Mill Landing Road, Juan Chi's, juanchismarina.com. This year, we are picking the drive of the game. We hope you join us in picking the drive of the game, although tonight is going to be tough so far. The most impressive, most important, most exciting of Manigo's and First Flight's drives of the game. Sponsored by Kelly's Automotive, your hometown dealer for the people buying and selling at 720 Highway 64. Manigo, no gimmicks, just great cars and easy to deal with people at Kelly's Automotive.
And it may be a defensive drive of the game.
That's,
you
know, what
we're
so far,
where
right?
Medio was able to get that safety down there in the end zone. Also, Island Insurance Agency, where we'll be naming the Island Insurance Agency Player of the Game. Chip Phillips and Jennifer there at Island Insurance Agency. Stop in for all your insurance needs. They're located on Highway 64 in Medio, or call them at 473-5600. I got their spot memorized. I've been, you know,
when
you've been doing it for about 8 or 9 years.
Well, you tattooed it on your arm.
That's right.
That's what happened there. Malarney and McCown has over 55 combined years of experience. Contact Linda McCown, estate planning, traffic, real estate closings, divorce proceedings, and more. 473-2191, 473-2191, or online, McCown-McCown.
And Malarney. And, of course, Jeff Malarney for all your legal needs. Jeff can handle all of that for you. Linda's brother, by the way, was over in the concession stand cooking up burgers and hot dogs tonight, Bob.
I can't wait to see her later on. I'm hoping she delivers.
No. It's her brother that's in the concession stand. And
does he deliver?
She's probably sitting at home with her husband listening to tonight's ball game to see how we talk about them.
Well, we talk very highly.
That we do.
High praise.
And I've been talking about them for years.
So here we go. We're getting ready for kickoff in half number two. And First Flight will take possession after first half that saw them unable to move the ball. As we said, Steve from the Outer Banks Voice sharing with us 19 plays for just 12 yards offensively.
And the Redskins had how many?
26 plays for 52. So the Redskins are at least averaging 2 yards a play, and for First Flight, averaging less than 1 yard per play. All right.
So your Nighthawks are going to be moving right to left across your radio dial. Redskins are to our left, and the Nighthawks are getting ready to receive the kickoff from the Redskins.
Half number two gets ready to get underway.
Beautiful night for football.
Has been a beautiful night, right? A little warm?
Yeah.
A little buggy?
Well, typical August weather.
And there's the kick.
No cramps yet.
Line drive kick that is fielded by, looks like, Sawyer. Jaden Sawyer.
He's number six? Or 12, yeah.
12, yep. Jaden Sawyer, so brings it back up to the 36. And that's where first flight will get underway there in half number two. Bryson, as we said, has been impressive at quarterback previous to the past couple of weeks. The past couple of weeks have been tough. Bryson out of the shotgun. He takes a high snap. He hands it off.
Oh, he got nowhere.
And there's nowhere to go. That one was ugly from the skip right there. It was a bad snap.
Alex,
nice job to pick it out of the air.
Alex Wilson made a great stop for the Redskins as they first flight will lose some yardage, makes it a second and 14.
All right, Coach Wills barking out orders here. Bryson. Goes to his wrist to look at the plays. He will work out of the shotgun. He's got three wideouts to the right, two to his left, and an empty backfield. Shotgun. Snap is back. He backpedals, rolls to his right. And he is going to run it
out of bounds.
He gets hit hard. And he is down to the 31-yard line. And again, first flight is going the wrong way here.
Yeah, he was hit before he went out of bounds. So it was not a late hit by the Redskins. So just underway here in the second half of play.
Third down, 15, call it. First flight needs to get to the 47-yard line.
2-0 right now. That seems odd, you know.
All right.
Points are points.
Three wideouts to the right, two to the left. Bryson out of the shotgun, empty backfield. Back to throw. Looks to his left. Now looks to his right. Now throws deep downfield. He's got a man, and it's dropped. That is the normally sure-handed Van Vanover, I believe, who had to come back just a little bit for the ball.
Jaheim Banks on the stop there
and
for the Redskins.
The ball just slid through his hands. Incomplete. And that is a heartbreaker right there.
So a fourth down and 14.
Enough yardage for a first down that time.
Nope.
And
so that's going to stop their drive. So first flight will have to punt it way in deep in their own territory.
Vanover, who couldn't come up with a catch, is now tasked with kicking the ball away here from the 21.
Got Zay Williams in the back.
Takes the snap, a high end-of-run kick, and that lands at about the 46-yard line.
Yeah, that was a short kick, Bob.
Out of bounds. And looks like they're going to mark it at about midfield.
So Manny will have pretty good field position right there in front of us at the 50.
That's where Manio takes over.
9:55 remaining, third quarter of play. Redskins leading 2-0.
Fans, Lighthouse Automotive has over 300 five-star reviews online. Two locations, 539 Highway 345, on the way to Wanchese and 106 Highway 64, Manio, next to Pizza Hut. All right, out of the shotgun is Manio. And here's a handoff.
He's still moving.
And that is, I believe, Schultz.
Yeah, that looked like Schultz. Yep.
Vince Schultz on the handoff from Landon Sawyer is a quarterback. We have not seen Drew Brown since the fumble. Landon Sawyer has taken over at quarterback and has been on the rest of the way.
Well, I think Coach Sheridan wanted to pull Drew since he's just coming back from that injury earlier in the season. Saving him for Curry Tuck.
Second and seven here. Here's a shotgun handoff and flags coming in. And that is gonna move Manio back.
Jaheim Banks.
Banks right up the middle. Well, that Banks sweep certainly looked good on a play or two in the first half. And we haven't really seen it since.
No.
And
so penalty goes against Manio. We'll back him up 5 yards.
That's a hold. That's gonna send him back to the 43. Call it second and 17 now.
And here again, you know, shooting them in the foot.
Sawyer out of the shotgun.
Got twins to right and left.
Fake handoff. He rolls to his right. Gets out of a tackle, and he's got some room. To the 50, 45, he runs over defender Jack Cooper and gets down to about the 42-yard line.
Yeah,
Cooper stopped him, but
landed.
Certainly Sawyer lowered the boom on Cooper.
Well, that's one thing about Landon as quarterback. I mean, and Drew's the same way. Both of them can run. Landon, of course, he's a senior, and Drew's a sophomore. But Landon's got the stronger arm.
All right. It's a handoff to Schultz, and he is stopped. He actually lost yardage, it looked like.
Yeah.
Right up the middle. And that will bring up fourth and three. Ball at the 44-yard line. They have to get to the 41. So fourth and three.
I would think Coach Charity will go for this, being that the Redskins are in Nighthawk territory, if I was a betting man.
Certainly looks like they're lining up to go for it. Out of the shotgun. Back to throw. Looks to his right. He throws deep downfield. He's got a man, and it's incomplete. And that was
Zay Williams once again.
He was fighting over with one of First Flight's top defenders, really. That is A.J. Lauterbach. Excellent job by Lauterbach. He knocked it to the ground. Ball was underthrown a little bit. And incomplete, so a turnover on downs at First Flight. Gets the ball on their own 46. Good field position. And if you're First Flight, you have to start taking advantage of this good field position.
Well, coming up at the 7:10 mark, this will be the first play for the Nighthawks in the second half.
Bryson.
Or actually, their second.
Bryson takes the snap. Looks to his left, now runs. He's got room. There's a flag, and that's going to come back. A nice run by Bryson in the open field. He is hit and taken down to about the 50, but that one's going to be a 10-yard penalty. And
I have a feeling another holding,
down.
Bob.
That's what it looked like to me.
So waiting for the white hat to make the official call and mark off the penalty. Still some discussion out there.
Maybe that's
holding against the Nighthawks.
All right. So first and 10 becomes first and 20. Ball's moved back to the 41. First Flight with the ball at their own 41. They have to get to the Manio 49. And considering in 19 plays in the first half, they gained 12 yards, that may be an impossible task to ask for here. Wasn't the 36-yard line, I should say. Bryson out of the shotgun. DeStefano with a little tap pass. And he sweeps around the left.
He run out of bounds.
He's about six at the line.
Run out of bounds by David Fisher.
Gains about, call it four. Call it the 40-yard line. Fans, we appreciate Albemarle Landscape and Tree Services, which now offers crane service. We pick it up and put it down. Hot tubs, trusses, building supplies, and more. Call ALTS Crane Services, 256-1883. Empty backfield for Bryson now. Out of the shotgun. Second and 16. He is back to throw. He looks to his right. He fires. DeStefano on the reception. And a very short gain. About three.
And he's met there by Sam Cage, who takes him down, senior Sam Cage.
Third and 13.
Well, defensively, right now, Redskins are looking pretty good defensively, better than they did in the first half, Bob. Just my observation.
Yeah, well, if I'm first fight, I'm looking at that pass downfield to Vanover that ended the last drive. And I'm saying to myself, you know, maybe not here on third down, but I'm saying to myself, you know, I'm going to put that in my pocket and maybe break that up later on. Because that was just a missed catch that you hope won't happen a second time. Here's another touch pass and now a flea flicker back to Bracey. And that goes next to nowhere. A reverse and DeStefano took the little touch pass from Bryson and then flipped it back to Bracey and
picks up a couple of yards but gets him back to the original line of scrimmage. Only problem is it's fourth and 10 for the Nighthawks.
They're going to be punting it away. Vanover.
Well, with the way the game has been going, I don't blame Coach Wheels telling his team to punt it away to the Redskins.
No. Yeah, no, you're definitely punting in this situation. Again, the best thing you can do sometimes is just keep it as a field possession game.
Say Williams in the back.
Vanover, good kick.
Don't touch it.
And he lost it, and First Flight has the ball, and they are down at the 9-yard line. And Hunt, you read that from the jump. You saw that all the way, didn't you?
Yep.
Zay Williams let it bounce, and if you're going to let it bounce,
don't
just
touch it.
Let it keep rolling. And Zay Williams tried to fall on it and keep it from rolling all the way back to the, you know, inside the five, but he lost the ball. And that becomes First Flight's best offensive play of the night.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Actually, it was a defensive play, but it got them the possession.
So, Bryson and company now take over with their best field position of the night for sure.
Yeah.
Inside the Manio 10 of the 8-yard line.
No, they have
first and goal.
First Flight hadn't been this deep in their own, in the Redskin territory all night long.
That is Cooper in motion. Bryson takes the snap and runs straight ahead and into the end zone. A touchdown. Alex Bryson, 8 yards out, and he is in for the first touchdown of the night, First Flight, with a 6-3 lead here at the Marlin Bowl. Bryson faked the handoff that time and then followed his blockers straight through the line and straight into the end zone, essentially untouched. And that is the first touchdown of the night with 3:46 left in the third quarter.
So the Nighthawks are up by a touchdown, but only 4 points as Medio had that safety. Coming at the 3:46 mark,
here in the third quarter of play.
Vanover for the point after. Snap is a bad one. It scoops by DeStefano, and Vanover will fall on the ball. No good.
So with the score 6-2, 3:46 remaining in the third quarter of play. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to First Flight and Redskins on 96.7 The Coast.
With over three decades in business, Lighthouse Automotive brings smiles, safety, security, and savings to their customers. Lighthouse is the tire headquarters on the Outer Banks, and they'll take care of your domestic or import. The talented staff at Lighthouse Automotive is continuously educated and trained on the latest diagnostic and test equipment. So you're getting top-of-the-line parts, procedures, and people. Customer service comes first at Lighthouse, which is why they've got over 300 five-star reviews online. So you can work with a neighbor rather than an personal and far away dealership. At Lighthouse, they're as local as it gets. So local, they've got two locations, 539 Highway 345 on the way to Wanchese, or 106 Highway 64 in Manio, next door to Pizza Hut. Jump in and ask about their 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. The Auto Care Center of the Year, now defending that title 2 years running. So when your car needs repairs, find the light in the storm at Lighthouse Automotive.
We're back with First Flight High School Football on 96.7 The Coast.
Now a 6-2 game with 3:46 left in the third quarter. First Flight with their first touchdown of the night. An 8-yard run from Alex Bryson straight up the middle after a muffed punt by Manio. And First Flight is on the board. And we finally have a candidate for the drive of the game.
I got the mistake of the game.
And here's an onside kick, and it looks like First Flight has recovered. Did the ball travel far enough? It looks like it did, and that is going to be First Flight football. So First Flight actually got a dose of this last week themselves, as Northeastern did this to them. Northeastern went down the opening drive, three plays in, scored a touchdown. Then did a little pooch kickoff that First Flight did not recover, and then an onside kick, and before First Flight ran their first play of the game, they were down three touchdowns. So First Flight kind of learns from their experience from last week, and now they take over again. Inside Manio territory at the 47-yard line, Alex Bryson leads the squad out. He's out of the shotgun. Running backs to his left and behind him, Vanover in motion. Snap is back, and Bryson will run to his left. Short side of the field. He breaks a tackle and lunges down to about the 41-yard line. Good run of about 6 yards.
Alex Wilson once again on the stop.
Caught 7 yards. Second and three. So that run started to open up a little bit for Alex Bryson. Ball right at the 40-yard line. Call it second and a short three, it looks like. Bryson, out of the shotgun. Takes a snap. That's a handoff. And that is number six, and it is Lucas Sumners.
In on the stop is going to be Jaheim, and initially.
And an injured Redskin and an injured Nighthawk.
Yeah, they both were in the pile.
That was a lot of pile, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Both players down right about the 43, 44-yard line.
And player for Manio is Gavin Booth.
And that looks like a cramp situation for First Flight as they're working on the leg.
Both cramping.
Okay.
Well, I mentioned it earlier. I called it, you know, at least the boys aren't cramping, but it is rather warm tonight. Gavin is up, coming off on his own steam. I don't know. First flight player looks like he's hobbling a little bit, Bob.
That is Jeffy Ramirez. Third down on the yard, Colin. 39-yard line. First flight. Probably two-down territory here, depending on what happens with down number one. Bryson looks like he's going to line up under center here. And that probably means a quarterback sneak. We'll see. Here's a pitchback. This is Bracy, who cuts in and did not get the first down.
He was still pushing, but yeah.
So you need about a yard, and you're going to sweep. And that's an interesting call.
Actually, the referee just pushed it back to about 3 yards away from the first down marker. Usual chain gang on the sidelines, the veteran squad over there working again on this Thursday night of football.
Yeah, we're going to call it fourth and
three.
Is that three? I don't think that's three. If it's a three, it's a short three. Fourth down here. Either way, first flight needs to move it here. Bryson, under center. He will run it himself, and he has the first down. To the 44.
Yep, first down for the Nighthawks. They're moving the chains.
Minute 26 left in the third quarter, and Nighthawks flight has a first down here.
Nighthawks leading 6-2 over the Manio Redskins in the annual Marlin Bowl.
Ball at the 36-yard line of Manio. Bryson and company shut out in the first half and couldn't quite average a yard a play in the first half. And then one muff punt
has turned this ball game around.
Really has. Bryson out of the shotgun. Moves a man in motion. Takes a snap and drops the snap, and now let's see who's got the ball. Looks like Bryson fell back.
Yeah,
on
I think
it.
Bryson got back on it. Okay.
Well, it was not a problem with the snap. It was a good snap. Bryson just tried to hand it off before he got it. And so that is going to be a loss of about 8-9 yards.
Yeah, second and 17 is what they're calling it.
Second and 17 now.
23 seconds remaining. Be interesting to see whether Coach Wills runs another play, or they just run this one out. Looks like they're going to go for it, though, Bob. 3 seconds, or 7 seconds.
Bryson takes the snap with 4 seconds left. He will run straight up the middle, and he will get back a lot of what he just lost. Gain of about 6. Call it third and 11 in the last play of the third quarter.
So at the end of the third quarter of play, it's the Nighthawks 6 and the Redskins 2 here in the Marlin Bowl. Back in 1 minute on 96.7 The Coast.
The Outer Banks area's trusted tree experts is Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service. Their ISA-certified arborists specialize in all things trees. Don't forget, ALTS is still the preferred choice for tree pruning and removal, lot clearing, stump grinding, and view enhancement. For more information on the services provided, find them online at albemarlelandscapes.com or give them a call at 256-1883.
Hi, my name's Chase Patterson with Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Service. Call us today at 256-1883.
Wanchese Marina and the Landing Grill have everything you need to enjoy a day on the water. Inshore, nearshore, and offshore fishing with some of the best captains on the OBX. Go on a dolphin tour on the new Harbor Star. Feed your hunger at the Landing Grill. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. Order online at wanchesemarina.com. If you haven't been to Wanchese Marina and the Landing Grill, you are missing out. 4457 Mill Landing Road, Wanchese. WancheseMarina.com.
More Nighthawks action on 96.7 The Coast.
Entering the fourth quarter here, a 6-2 first flight lead of the Marlin Bowl in Manio. And first flight with possession. Third down and 11, the ball is at the Manio 38 here. By the way, looking at the scoreboard, Orioles-Yankees. Yankees won, the Orioles nothing. I think the Yankees with a chance to clinch the American League East with a win tonight.
I think so.
And
possibly. Kenny Meekins is the baseball guy.
Yes, yes, yes. Meanwhile, the New York Giants with a 3-0 lead over the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL early on there. All right, Bryson takes the shotgun snap. Back to throw. He rolls to his right. He throws deep downfield. He's got a man, and that is Van Vanover. That's the same play that they ran earlier, except they threw outside this time instead of inside. Vanover holds the ball, which is far more like him than when he dropped the pass in the first half, and that is a big play, and they connect for 18 yards and a first down at about the 10-yard line. Vanover out of bounds. Excellent job. Bryson that time rolled to his right and looked like he had two men downfield, opted to shoot for the deeper man, Van Vanover, who made the catch. 28-yard completion. Vanover in motion. Bryson back to throw. Pitches back to Bracy, who slips a little bit, cuts back in, and he's in for a touchdown. David Bracy with a 10-yard run. Bracy on the sweep, running off left tackle. He made a cut and kind of lost his footing for a second. He was able to stay upright and motor into the end zone for 6 points and a 12-2 Nighthawks lead.
So 12-2, just underway here in the fourth quarter, Bob.
A 12-2 first flight lead. And they will go for the extra point here.
Yeah, neither team has a kicker.
Well, Vanover's a kicker. He can kick.
Yeah, but not a field goal kicker. Or can he?
Yes, he can.
He can.
He can. Yeah, he is.
I know Manny always goes for two. I don't have anybody.
We will see what happens here.
Could First Strike be looking at maybe going for two?
Looks like they are. All right, Bryson out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. Takes a handoff, rolls to his right, throws it to the end zone. And that is caught by, looks like, number 6, Sumner. Lucas Sumner.
So the score now, 14-2 over the Mania Redskins. 11:46 remaining in this ball game in the Marlin Bowl. Back in 1 minute. You're listening to Mania Redskin and First Light Nighthawk Football on 96.7 The Coast.
Your choice for insurance on the Outer Banks should be Island Insurance, a trusted choice agency. Licensed in North Carolina and Virginia, owner Chip Phillips and his staff will take the time to understand your needs and provide you with exceptional customer service on a full line of insurance products. Call Island Insurance today at 473-5600 or stop by in Manteo at the Chesley Mall. You can visit online at islandinsuranceinc.com. At Island Insurance, it's quality, not quantity.
Catch the sights and sounds of the Outer Banks on the new Outer Banks Vacation Channel. Pristine beaches.
We're back
surfing,
with First
Flight. Kiteboarding, Corolla Wild Horses, the birthplace of flight, the Wright Brothers Memorial, the graveyard of the Atlantic Museum. See the marinas, every lighthouse from Ocracoke to Corolla, and so much more. For the best view of the Outer Banks, turn on the Outer Banks Vacation Channel. Now broadcasting on Roku, Fire TV, or obxvacay.com. That's obxvacay.com.
More Nighthawks action on 96.7 The Coast.
All right, a kickoff from Vanover down to about the 20. And it was brought back to about the 28-yard line. And that's where Manio will take over after the 10-yard touchdown run, capping off the drive from David Bracy.
So we'll see what the Redskins can do. Down 14-2 here in the fourth quarter of play. Once again, Redskins have shot themselves in the foot throughout the night.
And the biggest mistake would be, unfortunately, Zay Williams, because we're always saying good things about Zay, but I just don't know what he was thinking, where he was trying to fall on the ball, and it popped out, and Nighthawks take over, and they get their first touchdown of the night here in the third quarter.
A couple of touchdowns in the second half here for First Flight.
Low snap.
And this is a sweep, and this is a good run.
Yeah, Jaheim came around the left-hand side.
Jaheim Banks is a load, and, you know, when he gets a full seam going,
yeah,
an excellent job of the offensive line sealing off the edge and giving Jaheim some running room there. Banks picks up about 5 yards.
Yeah, Jaheim has been our Island Insurance Agency player of the game.
6 5-yard call, 4. And second and 6 here. There's a handoff, and that went nowhere. Banks.
Yeah, Banks, once again, Drew Brown back in for the Redskins. Whether or not we'll see Landon.
That's going. Landon there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Landon Sawyer in there.
Looked like a 9 from where I was.
It's tough to tell. 9 yeah. or 10.
Nine or 8.
Listen, we've got to find an eyeglass shop sponsorship next year.
Yep. Yeah, these non-prescription aren't working for me.
Yeah, the prescriptions are kind of tough. All right. And a back to throw, intercepted. And that one picked off by Jack Cooper in the middle. And that was a throw and a flag now. And it looks like maybe a flag out of frustration there. We will see what happens, certainly after the interception here. And so Cooper picked that one off, brought it back all the way to the 35-yard line after intercepting it about midfield, about the 48-yard line. Good return north and south, right down to the 35. So we'll see if that's where we start from. All right, flag personal fouls on both
offsetting, and they're offsetting, so ball won't move, but can't, Bob.
All right. So this is a situation First Flight has found themselves in previously, in a home game against Washington County. They were up 12-0 late in the game in the fourth quarter. Washington County was able to put together a drive and kind of turn it into a game at the last moments and see if First Flight can maybe put this one away. Bryson takes a high snap, now runs it, now spins out of the middle of traffic, and is taken down after a gain of about 3. And
Gavin,
it wasn't as easy as it sounded there.
No, Gavin right there to stop Bryson.
Bryson with a run straight up the middle and made a nice move once he got to the middle linebacker, spun away, and was quickly swallowed back up by safety outside linebacker pursuit.
9:31 remaining in the ball game, as the Nighthawks have a 14-2 lead over the Mandeo Redskins.
Ball at the 32-yard line. Bryson out of the shotgun. All right, here's a handoff to Bracey up the middle. He cuts to his left, now cuts back to his left. Outside now, bounces out, and takes a run of about 9 yards. We have a flag. We have 2 flags. I think one of them is going to come against number 5, Zay Williams, who was involved in some pushing and shoving in the middle of the field. And he and the First Flight player, that is a hold hold on first flight, and then a personal foul on Manio. Those penalties offset, and that's going to be a first down, or they're going to do it again.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like they'll do it again here.
Second down and seven. Redskin on the stop was Govan.
All right, so first flight's got to learn that those penalties,
they
were worse for them than Manio in this case. 8:46 left in the ball game. 14-2. Officials working on something here. Ball at the 38.
I think they got it all straight. White hat says roll the clock.
All right, here we go. 8:44 and counting. Bryson works out of the shotgun.
Still waiting.
Yeah, they're running the clock here. Bryson takes a snap. There's a handoff to Bracey straight up the middle. And looks like another flag.
Yeah. I tell you, Bryson has he's been man of the game this second half.
Who's it, Bryson or Bracey?
Bryson,
yeah. He's definitely a calming influence on this team.
Right.
You know, he is certainly in a leadership role as the quarterback, and you know, he leads the charge for sure.
Well, I mean, that's it. He takes charge, and when he's kept the ball, he has moved it.
Outstanding. All right, referee's talking things over here. Bryson, meanwhile, runs off to the sideline.
I think we got to
talk things over with Coach Wills. Looks like a hold and
gets the Nighthawks. Gives us an opportunity to tell you about McCowan and Malarney, attorneys at law, real estate dealings, or others. You can see Linda McCowan, and for all your legal needs, it's Jeff Malarney. Glad to have them back with us for Manio Redskin football and First Flight Nighthawk football.
All right. Second down. Call it. 14 to go. Bryson takes the snap. Now drops the ball and falls on it wisely. And that brings up third down and long. Third and
22
forever. Yeah.
Country mile,
long way to go. First flight.
Yeah. What would you say? Half the distance, Kill Double Hills? Yeah, right now, hate to say it, Bob, but first light's looking like Manio. You're going backwards instead of forward.
Going the wrong way, yes. That happens from time to time. By the way, fans, the Kelly's Automotive Drive of the Game. This year, we're picking the Drive of the Game. It's the most impressive, most important, and most exciting Manio and First Flight Drive of the Game. And it's sponsored by Kelly's Automotive, your hometown dealer for the people buying and selling at 720 Highway 64 in Manio. Join us in picking the Kelly's Automotive Drive of the Game. All right, Bryson, third and 22. He is back to throw. He rolls to the right. He's going to tuck it in and run. He's got a lot of room, but he's got a long way to get there. And he slides down to about the 33-yard line, well short of first down territory.
Yeah, he slid right out of bounds in front of the Manio Redskins line there on the right here in front of us. He ran into some Redskins coming for him, so he took the easy way out and went out of bounds.
Smart.
Well, yeah.
He didn't quite get out of bounds. He slid and kept the clock rolling. And probably going to go for it on fourth down anyway.
Well, you know, when they get down there in front of the players, it's kind of hard to see whether he's out of bounds or not.
Right. Plus the slide will automatically take you out.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Here's Bryson. He's got three receivers to his right, two to his left here. So rather than do a little pooch punt, play for field position, Coach Will is going to go for it here on fourth and call it six, seven maybe. He's back to throw. He looks to his left. He tucks it in. He will run, and he will come up short. Bryson down to about the 31-yard line. Needed to get to the 26. And a turnover on downs. Manio takes over.
Manio
and 10.
Manio on the stop with David Fisher. So with 5:45 remaining, Redskins down 14-2. 5:45 remaining in this one tonight, Bob.
Well, First Flight, Manio put the brakes on First Flight's momentum that time. Stopping First Flight for the first time in a while, it feels like. And now Manio has got to get on the board here. 5:45 left. No time to spare.
Nope.
Let's see what Sawyer and company have in mind here. It is Sawyer with Banks and Schultz flanking him. Here's a handoff to Banks, who makes a nice cut, still on his feet. This guy is tough to bring down.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, if you're giving good blocking, he's got the legs and he's got the speed.
Yeah, he definitely has breakaway speed, and it's not like he got a whole lot of blocking that time. He just carried guys with him. He's a large man. And so he is down to the 40-yard line.
So second down for the Redskins.
Landon Sawyer out of the shotgun. There's a fake handoff to Banks, and he will keep it himself. Most of the left, he's got a lot of room. And Sawyer is down to the First Flight 46-yard line.
And it is a first down.
First down, we are told by the Outer Banks Voices' Steve Hemp. First, Manio first down of the half.
I would say that's probably a good drive of the game for the Redskins.
So far. Let's see. I mean, we're just getting started. We're just underway here on this drive. So, a first down with 4:49. Left to play. 14-2, Nighthawks. Here's a pitch back to Banks, who has nowhere to go, and he is swallowed up and loses 10 yards.
Yeah, all that yardage that Banks picked up, he just lost.
Now, that was Sawyer on this one read it wrong. I think he has to keep that ball if that's an option. And said he pitched to Banks, and Banks was already going to have company in the backfield that time. So we're down to second and 20 now. Clock is running, 4:03 left to go. Landon Sawyer leads him up to the line of scrimmage. He's out of the shotgun. Takes a snap back to throw. He looks to his right. Still looking, rolling to his right now, goes to throw and loses the football. I don't know if that was a pass. He was hit from behind, and yes, they're calling it an incomplete pass. Hit from behind, the ball definitely went forward. But we were kind of obstructed with the sea of humanity between us and quarterback Sawyer there. We couldn't really see the arm motion there.
Yeah, when they get over on that far side of the field, us old guys, kind of hard to see.
They've got us up nice and high here, but not high enough to notice what that was. They call it incomplete, though. Clock is stopped. 3:40 left in the ball game. Third down, 20 to go. Definitely two down territory here. So, Hunt, if you're Manio, are you going for all 20? You're trying to get a couple of chunks here.
Landed in trouble.
He rolls to his left, and he is going to be taken down from behind. And And now some pushing and shoving and a flag that's going to come in late.
Yeah,
that's probably going to be on Sawyer.
Yeah, I saw that coming, Bob.
That is a good tackle by Sumners, although Sumners grabbed Sawyer from the back of the jersey. It was a little close to a horse collar there. He ends up dragging him down. And Sawyer walked away. And then he was immediately confronted by, I should say, Lucas Sumners walked away, and then Sawyer jumped up and pushed. So personal foul, and they're calling it on Manio.
Yeah.
And that's going to push things back quite a bit. So that play happened at about the 48-yard line. That's a 15-yard penalty right there. And so it's going to be fourth down, and...
And I don't see Manio going for it. I think you're going to see a punting team come in.
Fourth down, a long way to go here.
Yeah. 3:29. Out from here to Wine Cheese for the Redskins.
Ball at the 32-yard line. 3:28 left to play. And Manio calls a timeout.
Wow.
So. And now we have another flag, and
things are getting a little heated down there, Bob.
Listen, when the Marlin Bowl is in town, you know, we were thinking you keep the laundry in your pocket if you're the referees, but things get a little chippy here at the end. This year, fans, we're picking the drive of the game, and it's brought to you by Kelly's Automotive. Your hometown dealer for the people buying and selling. 720 Highway 64 Manio. No gimmicks, just great cars and easy to deal with people. Kelly's Automotive. Join us in picking the Kelly's Automotive drive of the game, which, Hunt, we were thinking seconds ago,
yeah,
this might be the drive of the game. I think we've changed our mind.
Yep, I think so.
I think they've lost more yardage now on this drive than they've gained.
Right. And, of course, also the Island Insurance Agency Player of the Game. I'll be announcing the Player of the Game for the Redskins. Island Insurance Agency, for all your insurance needs, stop in, see Jennifer or Chip. And you can call at 473-5600. So we got a flag there, Bob.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, yes. So unsportsmanlike conduct, and someone has been ejected. I don't know who. But
they're ejecting Coach Charity, it looks like. White Hat's coming over to talk to Timmy. I know Timmy wasn't happy with the last play.
Well, they're on the field right now. They need to get off the field.
Well, the White Hat's not gonna start the game back until
They lined up and right. We haven't marched off the penalty yet. Ball's so at the 32-yard line here.
Timmy's still down there trying to plead his case with the White Hat. Now another official has come over.
I think Timmy needs to get him some Melarney McCown. Really, is what he Melarney McCown with over 55 years combined experience. Contact Linda McCown, estate planning, traffic, real estate closings, divorce proceedings, and more, 473-2191, or online at McCown-McCown.com.
So a turn of events here for the Redskins, losing some yardage and a couple of unsportsmanlike conduct. And now it looks like Timmy is not going to be thrown out of the game.
He's still barking, though. Yeah. He is not at all pleased.
And if he doesn't hush or has already been ejected, they're going to escort him out of here.
And he has been. Yeah.
So it looks like Coach Timmy is not happy, and I will make sure that I do not talk to Timmy after this game tonight.
He's going to go. He's going to join the crowd here. It looks like.
No, he's going to the locker room. He's going to the locker room.
And the referees are certainly waiting for that to happen. So. All right, so yardage to march off here after the unsportsmanlike conduct.
So you've got unsportsmanlike.
Are they not going to? They're not going to take the yards.
So fourth and 33.
That's a punt, and then First Light's going to wisely let it drift, and that ball will stop dead at the 33-yard line. Reminds me, you know, what the difference had been, would have been, had that punt in the early in the first half been left to just drop, left to just stay there by Zay Williams. Instead, Williams tried to stop and knock it down, and the ball squirted away from him, and that was a huge momentum shift in this game. That
meant
everything.
That's where the whole play for the Nighthawks changed the whole momentum. And so at 3:15 remaining in this ball game, Nighthawks looking like they will come over to the fence and grab the Marlin, take it back to First Flight. So we don't get our three-peat repeat.
Looks that way, at least at this point. Still 3:15 to play. Bryson takes a high snap, turns, hands it to Bracey, who dances, makes a move, cuts in and up, and gets 10 yards after that run. Bracey that time started to the right, cut back to the left. And he is an exciting player once he hits an extra gear, once he's going north and south. And that is a first down for David Bracey. Clock running, 3 minutes left to play. NFL, Cowboys 14, Giants 6.
Turning into a pretty good game.
Major League Baseball, the Yankees 7, Orioles nothing.
You and Kenny would get along real well. You guys are baseball fans. I can tell that.
I've heard you do baseball. You're a baseball fan.
Don't
on yourself, sir.
Well, last year was the first year that I have done baseball.
All right.
In my 30 years of doing high school sports.
Bryson takes the snap. Rolls to his left, now runs, tucks it in, and he will gain about 4 yards. Down to the 49, call it 5 yards.
Speaking of baseball, I'm sure that, because he listens every night that we're on, is Shannon Epps. He's actually now the SRO over at Manio Middle School, and he was at Manio when he was helping me with Redskin baseball, and I'm sure Shannon will be back with me again this year.
Very good.
Or in 25-26. And, of course, First Flight's got a new coach from last year.
First Flight will have a new coach. That's right.
Some more discussion down on the field, or a timeout, I guess.
Looks like we have an injury. Cramping injury, it looks like.
See, I jinxed it, Bob. You know, I was talking about cramping earlier.
Maybe Bracey, actually, down there.
Ooh, that would not be good for the Nighthawks.
Well, he has had some cramping issues in the past.
If it's more serious than cramping, I should say.
And that is not Bracey. So that is Garcia. He had the incident, the injury with it earlier tonight. Ramirez.
Want to give a shout out to Amber Seymour, our trainer. Program they started at Manio several years ago was a trainer in training program, I guess you could say. It's actually a class where students get a chance to not only learn about sports medicine, but also get a chance to help out at all the sporting events. Whether it's football, volleyball, whatever that's going on at Manio. So it's a great opportunity for these young folks who are interested in sports medicine when they graduate.
Very good. Second and six here. Second and six. Ball is at the 47-yard line. Bryson with 2:04, 2:03, 2:02 left to play. Inside 2 minutes now. Bryson going to let some clock roll off. All right, takes a shotgun snap. He gives it to Bracy, who is straight ahead and slides down. Bracy gets about three. All third and four. And about two. Call it 2 yards. So 1:31, a timeout, Manio.
And give us another opportunity to talk about some of our sponsors at not only 103.3 and 1530, AM 1530 and 103. And, of course, you've been talking about the drive of the game. I've been talking about the Island Insurance player of the game.
Who do we like for the player of the game tonight?
I'm not going to say yet.
You're not going to? No. Maybe it hasn't happened yet. Right?
Yes, it's happened.
Got a minute 31. Listen, if this thing turns around, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a fumble.
Right.
And somebody marches it back down the field.
That's right.
That could change minds right there.
That's right. Well, that could be a changer for the drive of the game.
That's certainly good.
Depending on how the Redskins stop, I will say, like I've said all night, that defense for the Redskins has really been the dominating force. But I will say, as I've mentioned before, Bob, that the Redskins go both ways. We're a small team. We're First Flight's got the numbers. We don't really have the numbers. And so many of these players are playing offense and defense, going both ways. And once you get into the fourth quarter, they've just about run out of steam. So,
1:35 left.
So, some issues with the clock, but Kerry is getting it squared away, and we're just about to get ready for play. 1:35 remaining in this one, and looks like Nighthawks are going to come away with a win over the Manio Redskins tonight, barring any.
Nighthawks from their own 49 here. Bryson takes the snap. He'll roll to his left. He'll get the first down, and he stays on his feet. And gets an extra three or four. And that is down to about the 43-yard line. And a first down for First Flight with under a minute and a half left in this one. And that means it's a matter of just getting down on the knee.
Well, that's it. I'm sure, you know, this is Coach Will's first Marlin Bowl, as we've been saying all night. And consequently, you know, you find out how crafty the coaches are. You know, I can tell you which teams in the conference are going to run the score up.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care if there's 30 seconds left. They're going to go try to score. But I will mention that, overall, First Flight and Manio have been very, you know, generous. They're not going to try to run the clock up. They're going to stay competitive.
Right.
But, with under a minute and a half, there's really no need. They've got a 14-2 lead, and there's, let's take a knee, get on the bus, and head back to First Flight.
Call it a night. Yes, absolutely. And then hang that marlin up where you hang it up.
Yep.
Right?
Well, I heard, I used to do the morning news over at Manio High School, and we always watch the Nighthawk news. And one of the things that Coach Tyson said, and you Nighthawk folks, you hold him to it, he says it's going in the trophy case there at First Flight.
Beautiful.
So,
all right. Let's see. Bryson, he will work under center here and take the knee as they line up at victory formation, takes the knee. Clock running with a minute 17 left. Manio out of timeout. Again, thank you to our sponsors, Lighthouse Automotive, with over 300 five-star reviews online. Customer service is the top priority. Lighthouse Automotive, two locations, 539 Highway 345 on the way to Wanchese, and 106 Highway 64 Manio, next door to Pizza Hut. Also, Albemarle Landscapes and Tree Services, which now offers crane service as well. Pick them up and put it down. Hot tubs, trusses, building supplies, and more. Call Albemarle Landscape and Tree Services Crane Services at 256-1883. Outerbanks Pest Control, termite inspections, rodent and wildlife removal, mosquito treatments, even a complete year-round maintenance program. 473-1633 or outerbanks-pestcontrol.com. Garden Deli and Pizzeria, on your way to the game, stop by. And if you're hungry at lunchtime, stop by. Dinner time, stop by. Always on point. Garden Deli and Pizzeria, 512 Highway 64 in Manio.
And, of course, if you come to the Manio home games, you can get pizza in the concession stand from Garden Deli.
Malarney and McCown, 55 years combined experience. Call Linda McCown, estate planning, traffic, real estate closings, divorce proceedings, and more, 473-2191, McCown-McCown.com. Kelly's Automotive, drive of the game. Kelly's Automotive, buying and selling at 720 Highway 64 Manio. No gimmicks, just great cars and easy to deal with people. And Wanchese Marina in the Landing Grill. Full-service marina and fabulous restaurant with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 4457 Mill Landing Road, Wanchese, WancheseMarina.com. There we go, Hunt. It is official. It is in the books. It is the Marlin Bowl, and it is a 14-2 first fight win.
That's right. And so the Marlin will be packing up. They'll go over, the team will go over to the fence to our left and get the Marlin, I'm sure, with the athletic director, Chad Williams, from the school. And I'm sure Joe Tyson is over there somewhere. And they will be loading it up on the bus and carrying it back to first flight. Of course, you know, you look at tonight's ball game. It was a toss-up in the first half. No score. Neither team could get on the board. And then the third quarter rolls around after halftime. And first, well, actually, there was a two-point safety. But first touchdown coming in the second half in the third quarter with the Nighthawks taking a 6-2 lead. And then in the fourth quarter, they score another touchdown and go for the two-point conversion. It was good. And the final score tonight here at Jerry Calhoun Field was 14-2 in favor of the Manio Redskins. Coming up next week, Kenny will be back with me as he and I will load up and travel on over with the team to Currituck, home of the Knights. And we'll be on the air around 10-7 for Redskin football. And the Nighthawks, I'm not sure who they're playing, but we shall see.
Yeah, we're pulling that up right now. Let's see. First flight next week, we said, it is a game of Camden.
Camden that's
County,
right.
7 p.m., and we will bring you all the action right here on 96.7 The Coast. Hunt, thank you for making it easy on me here tonight. We appreciate all the support.
I tried to.
Thank you, sir.
And
listen, we have the small matter of the Island Insurance Player of the Game. We'll get to that. But
yep.
If you don't mind, let's get to a couple of drives of the game. Kelly's Automotive, drives of the game. For me, for first flight, the drive of the game, and there were two impressive drives, but the shorter of the two was the more important of the two. It was the big momentum swing of the entire game, and it was after the muffed punt, just a one-play, 8-yard drive. That was an 8-yard scramble and touchdown run for quarterback Alex Grayson. That is the Kelly's Automotive first flight drive of the game. Hunt, what do you have?
I've got for the Island Insurance Agency player of the game. And talking about defense, how well the Manio defense did, especially in the first half. A lot of hits tonight from Alex Wilson. So Alex Wilson is our player of the game for Island Insurance Agency, located on Highway 64 in Manio. Give them a call for all your insurance needs at 473-5600, Island Insurance Agency.
So Kelly's Automotive gets the drive of the game, the one-play, 8-yard, third-quarter touchdown run by quarterback Alex Bryson. And this year's drive of the game, sponsored by Kelly's Automotive, the drive of your life, can be found at Kelly's Automotive, your hometown dealer for the people, buying and selling at 720 Highway 64 Manio. No gimmicks, great cars, easy to deal with people, always at Kelly's Automotive, where they sponsor the drive of the game.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob. I really do appreciate it. You know, our first time together.
Yeah.
And for Nighthawk First Flight football, along with Manio Redskin football. And as we've done in the past, it was fortunate that you could help out. You didn't have a game tonight except here.
Right.
And Kenny's out with a sickness, so we're glad to have you along with us to bring you tonight's football game with Nighthawks from Manio.
By the way, yes. big thank you to our remote engineer back in the studio, Curtis.
Oh, yeah. I was getting ready to.
Curtis, awesome job as always. We are extremely lucky to have the talents of Curtis, not only for what you hear on the radio here during football, but, I mean, that is tip of the iceberg stuff as to what Curtis does for us at East Carolina Media.
I mean, he's got a cot, from what I understand, in the back room. You know, he's there almost day and night.
A cot? I mean, the whole place is his house now.
That's so anyway, Manio Redskin football. We'll be back on the home of Manio Redskin football next Friday night, AM 1530 and 103.3 The Score. And then, of course, Nighthawk right here on 96.7 The Coast. Well, Bob, thanks again. We may do this together again next year over at your place.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much. Once again, the final score tonight, 14-2 from Manio. The Marlin Bowl goes to the First Flight Nighthawks. My name is Bob Waters for Hunt Thomas. Good night, everybody.